I was basically a bright young, you know, teenage girl in the 70s, and I got into medicine because that was a field that I was really, really interested in. And I think I've always wanted to be a doctor. It was something that I wanted to do from a very, very early age. You only ever really regret what you didn't do. I saw in the newspaper that a all-female sailing team needed a doctor. Sort of the ultimate offshore adventure race of its time. The boat was called Maiden. Everybody said we were not strong enough, we weren't fit enough, that we weren't good enough, that endurance wasn't for females. I suppose Tracy Edwards said, well, we are strong enough, we can adapt the boat, we are fit enough, and endurance is actually something that women do all the time. There were 12 girls on that boat, and as I say, we'd been together for a very long time, some of them way longer than when I'd arrived, and there were phenomenal women on that boat. The team itself then went on to do the Whitbread Round the World Yacht Race as the first all-female team to do that. We did very well. I mean, we won 2 legs. That surprised a few people. So it broadens you like any travel, like any different thing does. It made me value how a good team can work. I think teamwork is incredibly important in urgent care and will become more so in the future. That is a great, you know, that's one of the great advantages of urgent care, is that teamwork, collaboration. The Urgent Care Fellowship is flexible. It's a great fellowship. I think it is broad. You never stop learning in any speciality, but in urgent care in particular, I love the generalisation of it. You are still a pure generalist. It's a sort of a movie documentary called Maiden has been released, which follows Tracy Edwards and her story and the boat and the crew of the boat. And it's been incredibly well received. It's been at many film festivals. It's worth a watch. Even I enjoyed it, and I was there.